大家低头来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，你是又真又活的神。
Lord, you are the true and living God.
你昨日、今日、明日永远不改变。
And you always remain the same. You're never changed from yesterday, today, forever.
主啊，你的伟大是我们超过我们所能了解的。
Lord, your majesty and awesomeness is beyond our imagination and understanding.
万物在述说你的荣耀。
All creation and nature sing of your praises.
因为你是活的神。
Because you are a true and living God.
所以当我们诚心来拜你，你就有回应。
And therefore, when we use a very sincere and simple heart to worship you, we will experience you.
让我们有很清楚活泼的体验。
And you respond to us so that we have a true hope and know that you exist.
虽然我们看不见你。
Even though we do not see you and you're invisible to our eyes.
但是我们能够体验到你。
But we can surely experience you.
知道你确实是存在的。
And for that, we can be convicted to know that you truly exist.
今天晚上我们要在这里请我们的同龄来见证。
Lord, tonight we will have a sister share with us her story.
她对神恩典的体验。
And her experience in the journey of faith with you.
求你带领，赏赐口才智慧。
May you give her wisdom and give her eloquence.
讲清楚你给我们的恩典。
So that she can speak clearly your gospel and also the blessings that you have given to her in her life.
让我们大家能够了解你原来就是爱我们的父。
So that we can all understand through her story that you are the loving father of all.
让我们能够迎接你来做我们生命的救主。
And that we can also receive you as our personal savior in our lives.
让我们能够过一个更完美的生活。
So that we can live a more abundant and meaningful life.
求主带领祝福。
May the Lord guide us and bless us this evening.
荣耀归于你的圣名。
May all glory and praise be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们那个幼稚班、幼儿班的这个小朋友们哈，他们在后面有那个老师在帮忙带哈，所以如果有小朋友可以带到后面去。
So for all the children that are E1 and below, we do have teachers in the back that can take care of the children or you can attend the program there.
In the name of
Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for him. Thank God for the prayer that we just heard.
其实来之前本来还觉得还没有那么紧张，但是来了之后你们人实在太多了，太紧了就看得很紧张。
Actually, I was not too nervous before, but now I see so many faces, I am starting to get a little nervous.
其实我非常感谢神再次给我机会和大家分享神的怜悯、慈爱和保守。
So I really thank God for the opportunity again to testify of how God's grace is in my life, how He preserved me.
在过去的二十年多，我透过了许多神的奇迹、恩典，还有带领。
In the last 20 years, I've experienced many times of His guidance, His miraculous blessings, and His grace within my life.
来认识我所敬拜的这位神。
So that I know and come to know the God that I worship.
使我不只从别人的口中听到。
So that it is not only from hearing of others speak of this God.
但是我自身也体会到他的确是又真又活的神。
But that I personally can experience that He is a true and living God.
他真的是万王之王，万主之主。
He is truly the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings.
我父亲不是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And my father is not a True Jesus Church member.
因此我不是从生出来的时候就受洗的。
And so I was not a Christian or I was not baptized ever since I was little.
他也非常的坚信说信仰这种事情应该由我们个人来决定。
My father's perspective was that everyone should choose their own religion for themselves when they're ready.
因此他不让我母亲从小把我们受洗。
And therefore, my mother was not allowed by my father to baptize us children from our birth.
但是我却是都有去上宗教教育每个礼拜。
Yet my mother did bring all of us children to church every Sabbath day.
1992年的时候，那时我们全家在住在阿根廷。
To attend the religious education classes. So then in 1992, when we were living in Argentina.
那一年在阿根廷是第一次举办联会。
And that was the first year that in Argentina our church had spiritual convocation.
神也在那一次大大的动工。
And it's during that spiritual convocation that God started to work mightily.
联会的星期五晚上的祷告会。
And during the spiritual convocation, that prayer.
当时很多慕道者得到了圣灵。那一次的联会里面。
Many of our friends and true seekers, they received the Holy Spirit and grace of God in that spiritual convocation.
我也渴望得到圣灵。
And at that time, I also earnestly wished to receive the Holy Spirit.
那个星期五晚上的祷告会，我非常的迫切。
And during that prayer in the Friday evening, I prayed with all my heart.
我跟神求说我这次真的要得到圣灵。
And so I pray to God, please let me receive your Holy Spirit in this very prayer.
在祷告的时候，突然间感觉到有一股热流从上面头上下来。
And while I was praying, all of a sudden I felt this stream of warm warmth that flowed from the top down.
那股热流就是我感觉到它是移动的。
And I could feel that warmth, this flow was moving. In my body.
所以到了耳朵这就头不仅就觉得耳朵非常的热。
And as it gradually descended, I felt as it touched my ears started to burn.
然后逐渐的那个热就会往伸下到手这边来。
And then this warmth continued to flow into my hands.
然后所以我感觉到那是就是一股热流这样不断的从我身体上走过去。
And so I could feel clearly this warmth passing through my body, coursing throughout.
然后就到这边就会到头这边就会舌头开始转动。
And as it reached to my tongue, I suddenly felt my tongue started to jump and move.
那开始说灵言。
And I started to utter a unknown tongue.
到了手的时候，手就开始震动。
And when that warmth reached to my hands started to vibrate or shake.
后来那个热流就离开。
And then later on, that warmth went away.
那我当时我其实有一点害怕，我甚至怀疑。
And during that time, I was a little bit afraid. I was even a little bit doubtful of what this was all about.
我想可能吗？这是圣灵吗？
Ask myself, could this really be truly the Holy Spirit?
就在这个时候，我眼前突然间出现一道很亮很亮的光。
And while I was thinking to myself these thoughts, all of a sudden I saw a very bright and glorious light appear before me.
那一道光很暖。
And that bright light was very warm and shining.
然后不断地往我眼前往前进。
And that bright and shining light slowly came closer and closer toward me.
在那道光的中间，到了一个近这个某一个近度的时候，我看见光的中间还有一个比光还要亮的十字架。
And then, in the center of that light, as it approached me, I saw that there was a bright and shining cross that was even brighter than the white light.
那这个十字架也继续的往前移。
And this bright shining cross continued to move closer and closer to me.
越来越近的时候，我看到十字架上面挂着一个人。
And as the cross came closer to me, I was able to see clearly the figure of a man hanging from a cross.
这个人非常的瘦弱。
And this man looked like he had a very fragile body.
感觉很像遍体鳞伤。
It seemed like his body was completely broken and was filled with scars and wounds.
但是他的脸却是柔和的。
Yet his face was very gentle and loving.
他头上戴着荆棘的冠冕。
And on his head, he wore a crown of thorns.
他是全身发光。
And his whole body shone with glorious light.
就在那个时候，我在灵里感觉到神无比的大爱。
And all of a sudden, when I saw that, I felt this overwhelming sense of the love of God pouring in my heart.
也在灵里自觉，真的不配得到神这样子的爱。
And during the midst of all this, I felt so unworthy to be able to receive such abundant love and mercy from God.
不自觉就已经泪流满面了。
And without knowing it, I was completely filled with tears I cover my face.
这个十字架就越来越近。
And then this cross came ever nearer.
一直到我就是主耶稣的胸前就刚好在我面前。
And all of a sudden, the cross was already right before me. I could even see his chest so close.
我不敢看，因为第一就是太亮了，实在太亮了。
And I dare not look directly because it was just so bright.
所以我就把眼睛张开。
And so at that time, I opened my eyes because my eyes were closed in prayer.
那我异象就不见了。
And at that time, my vision disappeared.
那一次的联会，我就决定，要接受洗礼。
And it was during that spiritual convocation that I decided that I would receive baptism.
这是我得圣灵还有洗礼的经过。
And so this is what had happened to me that made me want to get baptized in this church.
接下来我要见证是神如何使我的病痛得医治。
And my second testimony is how God healed me of my incurable disease.
我从生出来三四岁的时候，我就得了一种很奇怪的疾病。
And when I was only three or four, I contracted a very strange disease.
我会有我会红肿，然后就是红肿痒。
I had redness, and swollenness, and itchiness.
而且发病的时间不一定。
And the occurrence of this disease will be occurring irregularly.
通常如果我得到了感冒的话，就比较容易会发病。
And so usually if I contracted any cold or flu, then these symptoms from a disease will be triggered.
那我三十岁的时候，我父母亲就把我带去给医生看。
And so when I was three or four, my parents took me to the doctor to test regarding this condition.
在那时候的科技，他们其实也不是很清楚我究竟得的是什么。
And,during the medical technology of that time, they were unable to ascertain exactly what kind of condition I had.
只是建议说，就是可能我的免疫系统出了问题。
All they could say was that there's probably some immune malfunctioning in my body.
因此建议说，就是可能把全身的血换掉。
And so their suggestion was to completely do a complete blood transfusion and change all the blood in my body.
但是成功率并不大。
But the rate of success would not be very high.
而且换掉之后也不能保证一定可以得医治。
And there's no guarantee of success even after this blood transfusion.
因此我父母亲就决定就是不做这个手术。
And so my parents decided not to go through with this surgery.
那我就带着这个病就这样子长大了。
And so I carry this disease as I continue to grow up.
每次发病的时候，我所有的关节都几乎会肿起来。
And every time this disease was triggered, I would have swelling joint pains all over in all the joints.
而且很痒。
And it was extremely itchy.
但是我又不能去抓。
But I cannot go scratch those areas.
因为抓了就会很痛。
Because when I scratch them, it will become too painful.
我说的全身是包括脸部。
When I talk about the joints all over body, that included my face as well.
因此我发病的时候，我几乎就整个脸会变形。
And so when I had those, the disease happening, my face would actually change its shape.
那我通常都不敢去学校。
And during those times of facial disfigurement, I would not dare to go to school.
但是因为每次就是发病要到它全部退的时间，差不多要一个礼拜多。
And so usually, from the time when the sickness came upon me and to go away would take at least a week for to recover.
因此又不敢就是太常缺去上去就缺学。
And so we were very afraid that I would miss too many days of school.
所以有时候去了那就衣服就那种穿那种有帽子的就尽量能遮就遮。
And so sometimes I would still go to school and I would just wear those sweatshirts with hoods and try to cover myself so people could not see.
但是如果有看到小朋友他们通常都会吓到。
And but if other children saw me with my disfigured face, they would be very frightened.
一直到后来我从阿根廷移民到了美国。
And later on after my family emigrated from Argentina to United States.
在1993年那一年的冬天。
In 1993, the winter of that year,
我们去参加学生联会。
We attended a children's spiritual convocation.
那在那个学生联会，他第二天还第三天，我就像有轻微的感冒。
And during the second or third day of the spiritual convocation, I had a slight cold.
所以我又发觉说，哎，关节也像开始在肿了。
And then I discovered that my joints are starting to swell again.
所以我就赶快打电话叫我妈妈带我回家。
So I immediately called my mother to ask her to take me home.
那天晚上回家的时候，我就问我妈妈说，为什么我受洗的时候主耶稣没有医治我？
And at that time, when I on that night, I asked my mother, why is it that God didn't heal me when I was baptized in water baptism?
我母亲就跟我说，神有神的时间。
Then my mother said to me, God has his timing.
但是那一天晚上的祷告
But during that very evening's prayer,
我母亲就跟神这样子说
My mother prayed to God in this way.
她说你是造物主
She said, God, you are the creator of the universe.
你是全能的医生
You are the almighty physician.
只要你肯
If you're willing,
你一定可以医治他。
You can surely heal my daughter.
但是你让我知道。
But can you please let me know?
如果你医治他了。
If you heal her.
明天早上醒来的时候。
Please let me know when she wakes up tomorrow morning.
所有的肿都消掉。
Please let all the swelling subside.
我妈妈打完告的时候是跟我这样子说的。
And so after her prayer, she told me this is how she prayed.
其实那时候，我也半信半疑。
Even though I heard her praying for me in this way, I did not really completely believe that the effect of that prayer.
因为从我懂事以来有记忆，我的肿从来没有隔天就消失掉。
Because in all my memories from childhood, my sickness has never completely subsided in just next morning.
至少都要一个礼拜多。
It would always take at least 1 week.To run its course.
后来我们就睡着了。
And so that night we both fell asleep.
我隔天早上起来。
And the next morning when I awoke.
我真的所有的肿都消掉。
Thank God all my swellings went away.
从那一天到至今。
And from that day forward to today.
我没有发过病。
I never had the disease happen again.
我也几乎已经不记得了。
And I almost cannot remember that disease anymore.
其实我不知道神的恩典有多大。
And I really didn't understand how great was the power and might of God.
这么多年来，我一直以为只是一种医治。
And all these years, I thought it was just a simple healing.
直到半年多以前，在一次偶然的机会，我又在一次偶然的慕道班见证这件事情。
It wasn't until half a year ago when I happened to testify of this in the gospel class in Irvine Church.
当时在座的有一位是小儿科医生。
And there was a sister, there's a lady who is a pediatrician.
那她一听到这个病症，她就说。那个是红斑性狼疮。
And she immediately diagnosed it to be lupus.
其实我对红斑性狼疮我并不了解。
Actually, I never knew what lupus was.
因此我知道了之后，我就上网去查什么叫红斑性狼疮。
And so after I found out about this term, I researched it online.
原来红斑性狼疮它是源自于中古世纪就有的病。
So it's actually a very ancient disease.
那他们之所以叫狼疮，是因为得这种病的人，因为他们会变形，所以那个时候的人，他们觉得有这种病的人，他们不叫他病，他们只是说这些人到了晚上会变成狼人。
So, the term in the Chinese is actually talking about how lupus will disfigure you. So the way they describe it is because that during the nighttime, your face will change into almost like a wolf.
Wolf.
Like wolf.
其实 lupus 这个是拉丁文，然后它的意思就是狼。
And so lupus comes from a Latin word which means a wolf.
那有这个病的人，基本就是说他们白血球过多，然后他们会攻击你体内的肾就是 organs.
So what happens?
器官
with people who have lupus is that they have too many white blood cells, so it will attack your own body.
至今虽然我们的科技已经这么发达了
And even today, even though our medicine is so advanced
但是这个病仍然没有药可以痊愈
But actually lupus has no antidote
只能用内固醇来控制病情的发作
It can only be controlled by steroids
然后得了这些病大部分是女性
And most of people who contract lupus are women
有一些人是生来的时候就有，有一些人是后期才得到的。
Some people are born with a disease, and other people contracted later on in life.
那有这种病的人呢？医生通常不建议怀孕。
And those people with lupus, the physician will always advise them not to become pregnant.
因为大部分是就是会流产或者怀死胎。
Because usually they may have miscarriage or they may bear stillborn babies.
除非你可以把病情控制得很好。
Unless you can control your disease with a lot of management.
当时当我看到这些资料的时候
And after I studied and read about this disease,
我才知道神所医治的不是只是一个疾病。
Then I truly came to understand that God didn't just heal any simple sickness.
他改变了我的人生。
He changed my life completely.
如果今天的我还有这个病
，If I today still had this disease，
又或者我已经根本就不存在了
，Maybe I would have passed away already. I wouldn't be even here.
又或者我根本就没有机会，有自己的家庭，有孩子。
I wouldn't even have had, the family, the marriage, the children that I have today.
所以我真的感受到了。神无比的安排还有大爱。
So I'm truly grateful for the love and arrangement of our great mighty God.
接下来我见证是我有一次遇车祸的事情。
And the third testimony I'd like to share with you is about an accident I had.
在上大学的那一年。
And during
第一年
the first year of college.
当时我住在那个北岭，就 Northridge 那边。
And I used to live in Northridge.
有一天我和我阿姨呢要从北岭那边开车往罗伦海斯那个方向去。
So one day my aunt and I were going to drive toward the direction of Roland Heights.
那我要和我妈妈会面。
And we were about to meet with my mother.
那我刚刚才买了一台Corolla 的二手车。
And I had just purchased a second-hand Corolla.
那所以我就很开心啊，就带着我阿姨就开车。上了高速公路。
And I was very joyful, so I took my auntie on this freeway.
所以开了差不多10-15分钟左右吧。
And after driving for about 10 to 15 minutes,
其实我们没有，我是没有听到一声嘣的一声，但是呢，就只是觉得说车子很像好吵，你就很像外面很多很吵的声音。
I didn't hear a smashing sound, but I heard a very loud kind of noise that continued to occur.
所以我也没有什么理会，我就跟我阿姨继续的聊天。
I didn't know what that was, so I just disregarded it and continued to converse with my aunt.
那开了没多久之后，我们刚好就上了一个高架桥，要做一个转弯。
And then we went up a ramp to go up to a freeway.
那突然间在那个转弯的时候，车子就失控了。
And during that moment of going on the ramp, as we were making a turn, all of a sudden we lost control of the car.
我就赶紧把那个车子方向盘再转回来。
And all of a sudden I tried to turn the wheel away from the wavering direction.
就在同一个时间，旁边线道的车子过去，就一直向我按喇叭。
And then there was another car coming in the other lane, and he continued to blare his horn at me.
那旁边的人就一直比我车子的下方。
And they continued to point toward the bottom of my car.
那我和我阿姨就想说，不太对劲，所以我们就想说要把车子停下来。
And we, my aunt and I thought there was something wrong with the car, so we wanted to stop our car right away.
所以等到那个车子过了那个桥之后，我们就想说要找一个地方，看什么地方可以把车子停下来。
And so after we came down the ramp, we tried to find a place to park the car.
那时候刚好是过了中午不久，所以车辆其实还蛮多的。
And it was right after the noontime, so at that time there's still a lot of traffic.
那我们就正在想说什么地方合适要把车子靠边。
And so at that time, we were looking for a safe spot to park.
那刚好就来到了五号跟一一八那个分界那边。
And we came to the point of where 5 and 118 was about to split.
所以也不好停，因为我刚好在第四线道，就是五号上面，所以旁边一一八要转至少四线才可以到最旁边那边出去。
I was in the fourth lane in on the 5 with another 4 lanes on the right on the 118.
就在我们讨论说哪里可以停的时候，
and we were still debating where we can safely park.
我阿姨就只说啊，那边可以停的样子。
My aunt was saying maybe we can park over there.
但是其实她话才刚开始讲，还没讲完那句话的时候，
and as she was about to speak the statement, and she did not even conclude yet.
我们的车子开始打转。
Then a car started to spin involuntarily.
那我和我阿姨就两个人身体往中间一靠。
And then the two of our bodies were spinned together.
就很大声一直喊 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
And we were so frightened, we started to say Hallelujah, Hallelujah out loud.
这个车子呢就转了视线出，就是往那个墙那个方向去。
And this car started continued to spin toward the wall of the freeway.
我最后一幕就是看到那个车往那个墙正要撞上去。
And the last scene that I remember in my eyes was that the car was about to hit the side of the freeway.
我心里想完了，这次真的完完了。
And then I thought to myself, maybe this is the end.
所以那个车子就往那个墙一撞。
And so the car hit the side barrier of this freeway.
是车头往墙一撞。
And the head of the car actually crashed into the side of the freeway.
然后因为撞击很大，所以那个车子又往后就是弹出来，又绕了一圈，然后又尾巴又往墙撞上去。
So because the impact was so great, it hit the wall and it rebounded, and then it hit the wall again on the backside of the car.
然后就是撞回来之后就又滑了一阵才车子才停下来。
And it did not stop until it rebounded again and then slowly came to a full stop.
其实我想在座的男性当然都知道这就是爆胎嘛。
And so probably most of the male here, you could probably suspect that I had a flat tire.
但是那时我刚开始我是个新驾驶，我不知道什么叫爆胎。
But because I was such a new driver, I wasn't aware of the condition of what is a flat tire.
所以我还高速的在高速公路开。
And so I was still driving at very high speeds on the freeway.
警察来的时候，我那边的车门是完全就是开不了的，所以我用爬的，从我阿姨那边爬出去的。
And so when the police came, we could not even open our doors. We had to climb. I had to climb out the window of my aunt's side, passenger side of the seat.
我出来的时候，我觉得那就是我看了我也吓到了。
And after we saw the condition of the car, we were so terrified.
因为车头跟车身已经是已经有一个角度了。
Because the front of the car and the back of the car has already collapsed together as,
就是它就形成了一个角度了。然后
like a triangle or angle.
那四个轮胎完全就是歪的歪，然后就是完全那台车子是当场就被拖走，就不能修的。
And so all four wheels were all completely destroyed, and that car was totaled.
警察还有拖车的人看到，他们一直问我们说 ，Are you guys okay? Are you guys okay?
And so the police continued to ask us if we were okay.
但是我和我阿姨是毫发无伤。
And so thank God, me and my aunt, we were without even one wound whatsoever.
而且更奇妙是在那个时候的车辆，我们转了视线，居然没有一台车撞到我们。
And not only did we escape without any injuries? But while the car was spinning, we hit absolutely no other cars.
这只能说真完全是神的保守。
So you really thank God for His wonderful protection.
最后我要见证是关于我和大家分享我如何神使我如何得到孩子。
So the last testimony I'd like to share this evening is how God gave me my children.
其我和我先生刚结婚的时候呢，我们其实对于有没有孩子的观念是有也好，没有也还好。
When my husband and I first got married, we both thought that if we have kids, it'll be good. If we didn't, it's fine too.
因为觉得这个世代养孩子很难，而且很贵。
Because we thought to ourselves that if we have children, it'll be very difficult during this generation, and also it'll be very expensive.
但是不敢跟神说我们不要孩子。
But we dare not tell God that we didn't want any children.
因为我们两个觉得这是神设立婚姻的其中一个目的。
Because we know that according to the Bible, this is one of the reasons that God created us is to have godly offsprings.
但是我们也不去强求，因为我们不要因为太过于强求而难过。
But we didn't want to pray and force God and then get depressed if God didn't give us any children.
那我因为我从在读高中的时候呢，我的就是月经是非常不稳的。
And during the time when I was in school, my periods were very irregular.
那在2009年的十月的时候，我们全家人去坐那个游轮。
And then in October of 2009, our whole family went on a cruise together.
但是不知道为什么就身体一直有那种敏感的现象。
And found that my body had a lot of allergies and sensitivities.
然后在那个船上的时候就很像变得更严重。
And it became more severe while we were on a cruise ship.
所以我们在那次我在船上的时候我们就去了那个医疗室想说看他们有没有一些过敏的药。
So we just went to the medical clinic on the boat and asked for some allergy medicine.
那个医生要开药给我的时候就问我说你有没有怀孕啊。
And so before the doctor gave me the medicine, he asked me, are you pregnant?
所以我就说应该没有吧。
I said to him, I don't think so.
他说还是他看我这样回答就一样有知道 有没有都不知道所以他就说那你还是验一下好了。
And so the doctor said, well, maybe let's test it just to make sure.
那验出来就说我怀孕了。
And so actually after testing, I was actually pregnant.
所以那个船开到了最后一个港口的时候呢我们就被带到那个当地的医院去。
And so as soon as we reached the next harbor, we immediately went to the closest hospital.
然后又送到了妇产科。
And we went to the OBGYN department.
那医生说看起来像六个星期左右但是没有看到心跳。
And the doctor said it's about a 6-week-old baby, but we cannot detect any heartbeat.
回家之后我就赶快去找那个妇产科医生然后就不断的做检查。
And so after I returned home, I quickly found some OBGYN doctors to try to figure out what was my condition.
所以我就一直等我等到了差不多12个星期依然没有生命的迹象。
And I kept waiting for a test, so by then it was already 12 weeks of gestation period, and still there was no sign of life of the baby.
所以医生就建议说，因为已经就是没生命，所以建议就是做流产手术。
And so the doctor said we should have an abortion since the baby appears to be already dead.
但是那一次的体验让我觉得说，让我感觉到说我其实蛮渴望有孩子的。
And after that experience, I realized that I truly want to have children.
觉得人家没有孩子的话，会有一些遗憾。
And that if we didn't have any children, it would be very regretful.
那后来我就之后就想说再试，但是一直都没有消息。
But after that, we tried many times, but we still did not were unsuccessful in becoming pregnant.
后来第二次的怀孕是2011年，就是两年后。
And then, about 2-3 years later in 2011, I finally conceived the second time.
所以我一验出有，就马上到医生那里去。
And as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I went to the doctor.
那医生看也没有心跳，所以就验血。
And so the doctor, again, did not find any heartbeat, so he gave me a blood test.
那验血之后呢，他就说我的黄体素低于标准。
And he said there are certain chemical
progesterone.
My progesterone was not in the standard level.
那黄体素就是支持怀孕还有胚胎的形成。
And progesterone was needed to be able to sustain the baby and its growth and development of the fetus.
所以医生马上开了黄体素让我服用。
And so the doctor immediately prescribed additional progesterone to supplement what I had.
但是从六个礼拜到十个礼拜中间，又过了一个月，医生还是没有看到心跳。
But after the 6-10 weeks, again, the doctor did not see any heartbeats.
那期间，当然我也就是不断的求神，希望这次的怀孕不要又是流产。
And during that time, I continued to pray to plead to God to not let me bear another stillborn child.
后来医生就送我去做那个深入的超音波。
And then the doctor sent me to an ultrasound.
然后后来他看到里面原来是一对双胞胎。
And then he saw that inside I actually had a pair of twins.
那我就更想要留住他们。
And so since it was a pair of twins, I wanted to keep the babies even more.
我就觉得说，只要神愿意的话，生命在他手上，他一定可以使他们有心跳的。
And I firmly believe that if God is willing, God can resurrect these lives.
那 我就一直等，但是医生就是说因为没有心跳， 他建议说因为你又怀双胞胎最好是做流产手术。
And then the doctor recommended again that I have an abortion.
但是经过第一次的经验，其实我不喜欢躺在手术台那种感觉。
But after the first experience of abortion, I didn't want to go through the same thing again.
而且我一直觉得说只要神愿意的话就有可能。
I truly believe that if God is willing, He could surely save my babies.
所以我宁愿就是让它自然流产，我也不想去做手术。
And so I'd rather have the abortion come naturally, and I don't want to do it artificially.
那时我在祷告中我就跟神说。
And during the prayer, I said to God,
我说我为你做那么多圣工。
God, I have done so many holy work for you.
我要孩子只不过是那么小的一件事情。
And I'm here only with a small, simple request.
而且那段时间在伯恩教会，我们同年龄的人就很多人不断的怀孕。
And during that time, I could see so many couples that are our age, conceiving left and right.
就很像每两个礼拜就听到谁又怀孕了，谁要谁会怀孕这样。
Seem like every 2 weeks we get news that another couple is now pregnant.
那我又觉得说，神，我做这么多圣工，不是说做圣工不落空吗
？In the church, and so I felt like I was really left out. So then I questioned God, don't you promise that those who do holy work for you will not be working in vain?
那我又说，你看我这么耐心的等你，而且这两年我等待之间，我也没有说就没做事啊。
And so I have been patiently waiting for you, and I continue to serve you. So why is this happening to me?
但是到了一个星期天的晚上。
Afterwards, there was one evening on a Sunday night.
其实已经流血流了很多天了。
And I have been bleeding for many days.
我肚子就突然间非常非常的痛。
And all of a sudden, my stomach felt very painful.
然后就觉得说需要去洗手间。
And I felt this urge to go to the bathroom.
我就一坐上那个马桶。
And as soon as I sat down on the toilet,
就是血就这样，马上就这样出来。
And a whole mass of blood completely spurted out.
那我就坐在马桶整整坐了快两个小时。
And I was sitting there for about 2 hours.
那这段时间我的先生就在旁边一直祷告一直祷告。
And at that time my husband was kneeling there and praying for me.
而且就是流血流就是一度就是很冷，然后就还昏，就是有一点昏厥，然后再醒来还是在马桶上这样。
And the blood continued to flow massively. And I felt like I was in and out of consciousness.
但是感谢神，后来就是一切很平安，然后我就在家里休息。
So thank God, after all this, I was safe and sound, and I just rested at home.
但是当我流产这件事情过后，我心情比较平静了一点。
And after the second natural abortion, then my heart started to calm down.
有一个疑问一直在我的心中。
And there was this question that continued to appear in my mind.
我问神为什么。
I asked God, why?
我做错了什么吗?
Did I do something wrong?
我的要求那么难吗?
Is my request too hard for you?
为什么就是不给我呢?
Why do you not give me babies?
我在祷告中非常的挣扎,非常的苦恼。
I really struggled and was very bitter in my prayer.
我没有办法给自己一个答案。
Because I couldn't find an answer that could satisfy me.
在我流产后的接下来的几个两个礼拜后
，And after I lost the baby for about 2 weeks later，
就刚好是我们教会的灵恩会。
At that time, it was again the spiritual convocation of our church.
但是在祷告中，每一次的祷告，我就是不断的埋怨。
And in every single prayer, I continued to complain to God.
我一直问为什么
？Because I kept asking God why.
我不明白。
I don't understand why.
我也生气。
And I was angry.
在灵恩会快结束的一次祷告中。
And during the last prayer of that spiritual convocation.
我在祷告中，神让我突然间想通了，也明白了。
And despite all this condition of upsetness, that God actually let me understand one thing.
他让我明白说，其实他很爱我。
He let me understand, actually, he loves me very much.
但是他爱的不是只有今生。
But he loves me not only for my spirit.
今生, just this life.
Oh, not only for this life.
他爱我到永恒。
He loves me until eternity.
他在乎的不只是我这一生过得好不好。
He cares not only whether or not I live a good life in this life.
他更在乎的是我的救恩。
He cares much more about my salvation, my soul, and eternally.
因为他爱我。
Because he loves me so much.
所以他要帮我走到最后。
That he wants to lead me to the point where I am, I have no more way to walk.
当这些观念在灵里突然间出现的时候，
and when these thoughts started to appear within when I was praying,
我真的很羞愧。
I started to feel very ashamed.
我觉得我算什么呢？
And I said to myself, who am I?
值得神这样子的来顾念我？
That God should be mindful of me.
原来我所认识的神很有限。
Actually, the God that I thought I knew, I thought he was very limited.
我所认识的神太狭隘了。
The God that I said to myself was actually too narrow.
我一直觉得我做圣工是因为我的能力。
And I recognize that all this time when I serve God, I was dependent on my own talents and capabilities.
出于我的选择。
And it was through my own choice.
我觉得在神面前应该要算得上什么。
But now I realize that in front of God, I'm nothing.
但是我却忽略了，如果他不愿意。
And I have overlooked the fact that if it were not God who let all this to be possible,
我连呼吸一口气都是难的。
I could not even serve him, much less even breathe one breath.
我连站起来走路都是不可能的。
I cannot even stand up to walk.
我才知道其实心中一直埋藏的是骄傲。
And so I realized that very deep in my heart was pride.
骄傲是致命伤的。
And pride is deadly.
其实神可以让我这样子的走下去。
And God could let me, allow me to be continue to be prideful the rest of my life.
但是骄傲后面的结果呢？
But what is the consequence of a prideful life?
是信仰的死亡。
It is the death of my faith.
我觉得他因为这样子，他顾念我，所以他准备了一件事情。
And because he loved me so much, he used this trial.
让我去明白。
So that I can understand.
作为我的提醒。
To remind me who I really am.
他告诉我他爱我要爱到最后。
He told me that he loves me. He loves me to the very end.
我为什么要不相信？我为什么要怀疑？
Why do I not believe him? Why do I doubt him?
原来我们能不能得救是在乎神的手的。
Whether or not we can live or survive or even be saved eternally, it is all up to the choice by God.
但是神是在乎的。
But God do truly care for each and every one of us.
所以我那次祷告中我真的痛哭。
And so in that prayer, I really bitterly repented of my sins.
我真的感到说我好渺小，我真的不配。
I really felt that I was so minute and I was really unworthy before God.
我如同蝼蚁一样。
And I was just like, I'm just like a little ant.
那我怎么配叫神回答我什么？
And who am I that so unworthy that God should respond to my prayer?
又如何配说他告诉我，我告诉他应该要怎么样？
And yet I was there trying to direct him or command him to do what I willed.
就如主耶稣要走上十字架之前，他对门徒说的。
Just as when Lord Jesus was about to walk on the path to Golgotha on a cross, he said to his disciples,
他说我爱你爱到最后。
I love you to the very end.
这个最后不是我们断气的那个最后。
And to the very end is not the time when we physically pass away.
这个最后是到永生的最后。
And the very end is referring to our eternity, our eternal life.
那一年的十一月我又怀孕了。
Then later on, that November of the year, I conceived again.
那一开始我因为知道黄体素过低，所以我就马上要求医生给我开黄体素。
And so I immediately asked for supplementation from a doctor in progesterone.
但是很奇妙是那这次医生说我的黄体素正常。
But very miraculously, this time my progesterone levels were normal.
但是我怀第一个孩子的时候呢，我就是很多的毛病。
And after I had my first child, I experienced many problems.
我就得了妊娠糖尿病。
Then I had gestational diabetes.
尿道发炎。
I had UTI.
胎毒。
I had.
就是。
Something happening with the womb, with the baby in the womb.
就其实全身会发痒。
I had itchy spots all over my body.
痒不是普通的痒。
And that kind of itchiness, rashes, was not just a normal itchiness.
那个痒黑就是你，我几乎所有的皮都被我抓破了，就是流血的痒那种。
The rashes were so severe that when I scratched it, the skins all came off.
连那个我生完之后，那个护士看到他都吓到，因为他说他没有看过人家这么严重的。
And even after I gave birth, the nurse was frightened because she never seen anybody had such condition where all the skins were even peeled off from a scratching.
那孩子在三十几周的时候，他们去照那个心电图。
And when my baby was during 33 weeks of age and the embryonic stage,
他们就发现孩子的心脑是有缺陷。
And they found that in there's something.Missing in the brain.
但是他说这种因为要生出来之后才知道他到底那个洞是多大多小。
And there's actually a hole in the brain, and they don't know how big is that hole until the baby is given birth.
但是百分之一的有一个可能就是这孩子有可能是唐氏综合症。
And it is a great possibility, maybe a 1% chance that it will be a Down syndrome baby.
Yeah. 所以 Steven 和我听到这个消息我们其实都蛮难过的。
And so when my husband and I, Steven, heard this news, we were both very depressed.
其实我们不要求孩子一定很聪明。
We don't expect our children to be very smart.
但是我们希望他健康。
But we wanted our children to be healthy.
所以我们就一直把这件事情放在祷告上。
And so we continue to pray about this matter.
到了差不多四十周左右。
And about 40 weeks late,
我们又回去检查。
We went back to have examinations.
然后医生在那边照，就照了好久。
And the doctor used ultrasound scan for a long time.
那我看他照那么久，我当然就在旁边一直问说：“你是不是看到什么？你是不是看到什么？”
And so I started asking doctor, "What did you see? What do you see?"
但是医生就说：“奇怪，那个洞怎么找不到了呢？”
And then that time the doctor was like, "I can't find a hole in his brain anymore."
而且他觉得很奇妙，就是这样还没有生的时候，洞就合起来了。
That he was so amazed that even before the baby was given birth, that this hole suddenly healed itself.
我就这样子，然后会平平安的把孩子生出来。
And so thank God because of this, I was able to deliver a safe and healthy baby.
其实这些听起来可能对有些人来说是很不可思议的见证。
And for some people, you may not think these miracles and testimonies are very unbelievable.
但这些见证却是真的。
But these testimonies are true.
神又一次又一次的领我走过死荫幽谷。
One time after another, God continues to lead me through the valley of shadow of death.
然后使我可以平安的躺卧在青草地上。
So that I can rest and lie easily on a green pasture.
其实生命中的苦难和遭遇或许是注定的。
And maybe we have all been destined to suffer certain things in life.
但是因为我们有这一位神，
But when we have God in our lives,
又真又活的神，
When he is so true and living God,
他能使死亡的绝望转为永生的盼望。
He can turn the hopelessness of death into the hopefulness of eternal everlasting life hereafter.
他可以使病痛转为医治。
He can turn from a situation ofterminal illness into a disease that is healed.
他能使眼泪转为喜乐。
He can wipe away the tears into tears of joy.
他能使患难变为平安。
He can change the waves of trials into waves of peace.
他能使空的变为满的。
He can turn something that is empty into something that is completely full.
所以我们给神一个机会，也给我们自己一个机会。
So let's give ourselves a chance and give God a chance.
去触摸到他那全能还有荣耀。
To touch his greatness and power and also his majesty.
愿一切的荣耀归于神的名。
And come to know his glory. May all glory and praise be unto our Father in heaven.
我见证到此。
This concludes my testimony.
听完那么。